Well, welcome to the Max Living Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Nick Wilson, and my co-host, Dr. Tracy. Hey, in this episode, we get into who owns your health, who's responsible for your health, and what does that mean to you?
Yeah, health is our greatest asset. I think we can all agree. So the important thing is to get a good definition of health, find out who's responsible, and then how you can achieve great health for yourself.
You're going to enjoy this episode with action steps. Remember, it's not about information. It's about taking action. You're going to enjoy this episode about who owns your health. So you and I were just talking about, in recent news, Joe Rogan, who's the most popular podcaster on Spotify, has like over 100 million viewers and downloads. He came out and said that, hey, if you're young and healthy, that you don't need to worry about COVID necessarily. And he even alluded to the fact that they probably don't need the vaccine, is what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Fauci gets on the Today Show and says, that's not true. If you're young, if you're healthy, you do need to have fear of COVID and you do need to get the vaccine. And you and I were talking about that there's just such blurred lines on what it actually means to be healthy, because that's really what we're talking about, isn't it? Is that we want to care for people because we all want everyone, including ourselves, to be healthy. But what does it actually mean to be healthy? And that's, I think that's the topic of a conversation that we really want to dig into and talk about, because once you go there and understand this point right here, it clears a lot of this kind of misinformation or a lot of the gray areas.
Right. There are so many different opinions and so much information out there that it's so important to get back to a fundamental belief. You have to decide what you actually believe about health and what you think is going to make you healthy. Is health simply not having any symptoms? Is health being on medications to manage symptoms or getting injections to potentially prevent something that may happen, may or may not happen to you? I don't think these are good definitions for health.
Right. You've had patients like this too, who I've met with, and I'm looking at their laundry list of medications that they're on. Mm-hmm. You ever have that patient where it says like medications ? And it says C list.
Yes. They say C attached and they hand you an extra sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm. You know what you're getting into with mm-hmm. that. Like before ever seeing the patient, you know what you're walking into. Is this person like a glowing example of health in general? Like this person's usually, you walk in there, mm-hmm. this person's usually not the one who's like, hey doc, I'm doing great. I'm loving life. I'm happy. I'm healthy. No, you walk into that room and that patient's like, doc, I need some help, you know?
Right.
And that person has been following maybe that traditional advice mm-hmm. for usually decades.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a snowball effect. One medication leads to another. And that's because that's the way the system manages health. Mm-hmm. It's always, if there's a problem, there's a pill for it. Mm-hmm. And then that pill may create another problem. And then good thing there's another medication to cover that up too. That's how people end up on these laundry lists of medication, thinking that they're healthy all the way or that they're getting to a place where they're going to be healthy eventually.
So I've made the mistake of assuming, because you know, you and I were like, if you were to like put us on something that would alter our physiology from the mm-hmm. outside in, we'd be devastated by that. We'd try everything we could to make sure that we don't depend on this mm-hmm. indefinitely and find the route to get healthy and get off. Not everyone thinks like that.
Right.
Right. So mm-hmm. I've made the mistake by just simply asking, you know, walking into the room and, hey, you're on this list of medications. Tell me why you want to be healthy. Mm-hmm. I remember one patient was like, doc, I'm already healthy. It's yeah. like, and you've heard me talk about this before, doc, but it's like, wait, what do you mean you're already healthy? Mm-hmm. What do you mean you're already healthy? Well, you know, every time I go to my doctor visit, they sit down with me and, you know, I'm on a blood pressure. So my blood pressure is controlled. It's in the range. Mm-hmm. My cholesterol is controlled. It's within range. My thyroid is controlled. It's within range. I used to have this acid reflux. So now I take this. My kidneys, I had problems with. Now I take this. I had nerve pain. I'm on gabapentin. And they just go down the list. And at the end of the visit, because all the numbers are in range, and there's no extreme symptoms, you've got a clean bill of health. Right. And it's like, what does that actually mean? Is a clean bill of health, you being healthy, does that mean that your numbers are all artificially controlled and that your blood work looks good? Or is it that you don't have currently a positive test of a specific virus? Or is it that you followed the CDC's recommendations to a T and you followed everything? If you're, you know, over the age of 20, all 19 different vaccines for 69 different antigens, is that the definition of health?
I think what we're really talking about, though, is the difference between true health and artificial health. Mm-hmm. Because artificial health it's a slippery slope. You can pursue that if you want, but is it ever actually truly going to get you healthy? It's really just staving off disease, and it's a reactive lifestyle. You're reacting to any sort of disease or dysfunction that's going to come up. And at that point, you're acting too late, mm-hmm. right? That's not going to give you the life that you want. You want a life of freedom and independence. I've talked to so many patients who they're in their 60s and 70s, and they've been living this reactive lifestyle for so long. And all they want is to live and maintain their independence. They want to be able to do the things that they love for as long as they want to do them. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to take control of our health, if we're going to live the lifestyle that we want and maintain independence well into our old age, we have to start taking action now. We have to be proactive about our health.
That's such a good point about real health versus artificial health. Artificial health, because most people, if you ask them, you know, when you woke up this morning, how'd you know if you're healthy or not? What do most people say to that?
Oh, everyone says, well, I feel good.
I feel good. So when they don't feel good, let's say they have a headache. What do you take to feel good if you have a headache?
Right. Yeah. Any number of medications, Excedrin, Advil, ibuprofen.
So here's the critical question. Is the cause of that person's headache a lack of Excedrin or Advil or ibuprofen or whatever it might be, right? So you get the mm-hmm. point. So mm-hmm. it's not the cause of the problem, but what most people define as their health is if they feel good, then they're healthy. And when they don't feel good, then they're sick. Mm-hmm. Well, in order for you to feel bad, you've already lost a percentage of function in your body. So think about this. If your body is designed to function at 100%, it's been said that you have to lose 40% function in order for you to get a symptom. Mm-hmm. Now, whether the number is 40% or 60% or 50%, it doesn't matter. We're talking about you losing function first before then you get a symptom. And then we start to feel bad, right? And then most people, they're going to do something artificially, as you said, mm-hmm. or maybe it's actually herbal. It doesn't even matter. Maybe it's in natural medicine, like they take the oil or they do anything mm-hmm. and then they feel better. So they think they're healthy, right?
Right.
And then inevitably what happens at symptom or a new symptom, especially if you cover it up, the body's still dysfunctioning. So a new symptom comes about. Now it's acid reflux. Well, we got a pill for that. Mm. So take something else. Mm-hmm. And then it's indigestion, or then it's high cholesterol. And here's the critical question. Was the cause of the high cholesterol the fact that God forgot to put Liptor, Zocor, Crestor, Simvastatin in the blood?
Yeah.
Right?
It sounds ridiculous to even say it because it's common sense. No, we weren't born with a lack of medications in our body.
The problem becomes that we create this like artificial, I'd say false wellness. Mm-hmm. It's artificial wellness. To where it's very comfortable because we're kind of just managing symptoms, but we're not necessarily building health.
Right.
And it really comes back to what does it actually mean to build health? What is the definition mm-hmm. of health? And if you actually look at the root word of health, the definition's already inside of the word. Mm-hmm. That's the first four letters. It's how your body is healing. How is it functioning? Because when you're healing and functioning at your best, you're preventing things you didn't even know existed. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about the next virus. You don't have to worry about the next bacteria that you may or may not be exposed to because you're exposed to trillions of viruses and bacteria all around you on a second-to-second basis that your body is handling without you thinking about it.
Yeah, and that's actually so important because that's how your body builds strength. That exposure is what helps build your immune system. Mm-hmm. So it's a great design. It really is.
So if we look at it from that perspective, that we don't necessarily have to trick or manipulate the body into being healthy. It's constantly striving towards health, constantly. It's this idea of vitalism that the body is working towards normalcy, maybe you call it homeostasis, or maybe you call it allostasis. It's the body's reaction or balance within itself to strive towards optimal functioning. So it's this idea of functioning at 100%. When your body is functioning at 100%, your body is healthy. And every one of us, our bodies are moving closer and closer to that 100%. Maybe you and I have done things that to our matter that we can't function at 100% for whatever reason. You know, hey, you chop off your pinky, you no longer have a pinky anymore. You chop off your big toe, you're not going to run as efficiently anymore. So your 100% and my 100% is going to look a little bit different, but the body's always going to move towards your optimal and my optimal.
So that's a great starting point to decide that that is your fundamental belief. Come hell or high water, whatever it is, that's what you stand on. But I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are thinking, well, if my body is supposed to be healthy, if my body is always trying to push me toward that 100% function, then why do I still get sick?
Mm-hmm. Why do I still have headaches, doc? Mm-hmm. Doc, why am I still having indigestion and bowel problems?
Yeah.
That's a great question. And I'm so glad you're curious, because that's the first step, is getting curious about the why. What's causing my problem? But let me ask you to dig just a little bit deeper now. It's not what's causing your problem, like what pathogen might be causing it, or what's interfering with your body's ability to heal and function at 100%. That's a different question. Hmm. What's interfering with your body's ability to heal? Because when you look at it from that perspective of what's interfering, that means that the body is actually trying to move in that direction. What's the cause of interference? Not just what's, because you can say, hey, what's causing my irritable bowels? Well, there's this H. pylori. There's this, you know, you can name certain bacteria, look at it from a microscopic lens. And that's, again, not the definition of health. Mm-hmm. If health is your body's ability to function and heal 100%, then what's interfering with your body's ability to get there? Mm-hmm. Different question, mm-hmm. different solution. And ultimately, who is responsible for your health? Because if it's somebody else and not you who is responsible for your health and responsible for navigating this for you, guess what you're going to do? You're going to farm out your health. What does it mean to farm out your health? It means somebody else is responsible for it. I just go to the guy and he tells me what to do, and then I go home and do what that person tells me what to do. And okay, well, that's how most people operate in North America. And how's that working out for most people in North America when it comes to their health? Are we the healthiest nation, you know? Are we doing really well? No, when you rank all the countries based off of health, we'd rank, depending on which research you look at, we rank dead last or near dead last in almost every single category that you rank us.
Mm, yeah.
So if this was working, we'd be the best in the world of managing symptoms from the outside in, taking pieces of duct tape and covering it up as we continue to live life. And covering up symptoms and managing symptoms primarily, yes, that is very, very good for big business, let's just say. It's very good for the pharmaceutical companies. But I would argue it's terrible for you.
Right, right. And health is the most important thing that you have. It is hands down your greatest asset. If you are not healthy, then everything else that you have in life goes by the wayside. It affects literally everything. So is it really a good idea to have someone else, to have big business making your health decisions for you? No, you need to protect your most important asset.
That's right. That's right. That's one of the reasons why when we're talking with a patient and we're starting from the premise that your goal is to be healthy, your goal is to not just cover up symptoms, your goal is to get to the cause. It's one of the primary reasons we start by looking at the nervous system, because the nervous system controls all function, all healing within the body. Mm-hmm. And if that's not working at its best, then guess what? You're not working at your best. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's the whole reason why, I mean, I'll give you an example. We had a patient come to the clinic, and he starts with pain. He's got lower back pain. He's got right hip pain. And so he just wanted to get out of pain, right? That was his whole thing. He's like, hey, my hip and my lower back are killing me. Well, it turns out he's already had a left hip surgery. And guess what he still has? Left hip pain. And so what he doesn't want to have is right hip surgery, because that didn't work out for him so well the first time. Mm-hmm. Now he's all unbalanced, and he's struggling with with walking and moving and still in lots of pain and gained a lot of weight. He's on blood pressure medications because his blood pressure is up. His cholesterol is elevated. He's worried about having the right hip, having have it replaced. And he's like, can you help? And I find out he's been going to a chiropractor already. He goes 8 to 10 sessions every single year, 8 to 10 sessions. Who do you think was paying for him to go to 8 to 10 sessions?
Sounds like insurance to me.
So what was happening is that he would go 8 to 10 sessions, and this is what insurance would cover. And it was entirely, his recommendations were entirely dependent on his insurance coverage. When I asked him, has he had, I mean, did you get x-rays when you went to the chiropractor? Well, I think they took original x-rays. I don't know if they showed them to me. I don't remember seeing them. I said, did they take follow-up x-rays? Said, what do you mean? To see if it's moving or changing, see how it's going. Did they ever give you a plan of attack to correct this and then manage this naturally so you don't have to be in pain for the rest of your life? The real question is like, what is your plan for your health? Because right now it sounds like a lot of symptom management and everyone else is responsible for your health. Insurance company, the orthopedic surgeon, and really there is no plan for him to get healthy, stay healthy, correct his problems so he can live life for the rest of his life. Healthy. And not going downhill after the age of whatever, because the average age of health decline is now at 27, as we've talked about before. So it's getting worse and worse. And sure enough, we take x-rays, we see what his real problem was not a lack of a hip replacement. His left hip went forward, his right hip went backwards. I've just looked at his x-rays here this morning, just in preparation for this. His whole lumbar spine had shifted. At L4 and L5, his L4 rotated one way, his L5 rotated the other. Think about this. When you have an, you ever get an Indian burn, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? Like an Indian burn, like someone takes your arm and want, they go back and forth.
I haven't heard it since I was a child.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And maybe it's not politically correct to say Indian burn anymore. I don't know. I'm saying it anyway. So think about this, L4 and L5. So take your skin, go back and forth, back and forth. It leaves that red, like that it's really irritated. Well, think about that on the inside of your body. Okay. So your lumbar spine, so your lower back, when I say L4 and L5, that's your lower lumbar spine right before your low back meets your butt, okay? Just in layman's terms. Okay, if you're walking, moving, your lumbar spine and hips are moving at the same time. So they're going back and forth. There's good rotation there. All of a sudden now, if that all of a sudden misaligns, when you're moving and walking, all of a sudden now you're getting that internal Indian burn. Does that feel bad or good? Right? That's going to not only cause pain, but remember those nerves aren't just there for pain. Those nerves also go to your organs and control function and go down your leg. And we take x-rays, we see the problem. His disc between his L4 and L5 is completely wearing out. Now that's predictable. That's not age-related. That's not because he has some genetic thing going on. It's a very normal process. It's called Wolf's Law, that bone responds to stresses and joints degenerate very predictably. You've talked about alignment on your car before on this. I like your analogy when you say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because people talk about arthritis. That's a hot topic in a chiropractic office. And people will usually say, well, I have arthritis because I'm getting
old.
Old. Exactly. That's the number one answer that I hear all the time. And that's just, that breaks my heart because it's really people just resigning themselves to degenerating. And maybe it's common, but it's definitely not normal. Degeneration, arthritis, it happens because of misalignment of the joints. And like you said, with tire alignment, it's the same concept. When your tires are out of alignment, they will bald unevenly. So we make it a high priority to make sure that our tires are in alignment. We go to mechanics on a regular basis and make sure that they're functioning properly, they're aligned. Why would we not do the same thing with our bodies, which is far much more important than our cars?
So when we were looking at his x-rays and just talking about the plan, so, okay, here's the plan. Here's what you've done in the past. A lot of symptom management. This is more of a corrective approach to correct the underlying cause of the problem for you to get well and stay well and really have a plan for the rest of your life. We talk about it. He says, yep, I'm in. This is my last resort. I don't want to have a right hip replacement. And yes, he's out of pain. And no, he never had the hip replacement. But I want to say this because that's not what changed his life. Because he told me that this has been a life changer. This has been a life changer. And he actually wrote that in a review here recently. It wasn't a life changer because he's out of pain. This guy is now off of his blood pressure medication because his blood pressure is controlled. He never got put on the cholesterol medication because his cholesterol is now controlled naturally, right? Mm. He never had a right hip replacement, but he's got his life back. He's moving now. He's down 55 pounds. I think about the fact that if he didn't know what health is and go in this direction of taking ownership over his health, he would never be living this life that he's living right now. And that's not me taking credit for that. That's him directly saying it. Mm. And so the reality is there's a lot of people who are struggling with their health and don't know what health is, and they don't have a plan of attack for their future. And if you and I, first of all, don't take ownership over our health, then who's going to? Because if we farm out our health in healthcare and just hand that over to somebody, just trust me, they don't care as much as you do about your health and your future. Hmm. And so we've got to take ownership over our health. But there's so many people who just don't know this information yet. And that's why across North America, that's why we have events in our offices like Friends and Family Week. Whole idea of Friends and Family Week is to reach the people who don't know this information yet.
Right. Friends and Family Week is the perfect time to bring the people that you love into the fold and to teach them how they can take responsibility for their health too. Because really, it starts with us taking personal responsibility of our own health and then for the people that we love.
That's right. So what it is, it's very simple. It's a discounted, extremely discounted exam and x-ray if necessary. Right. And your friends, your family, those people who are closest to you, who you know need to hear this information, it's very simple. You can share this episode with them and tell them, hey, I've been asking you to get connected. I think you should get connected with that Max Living doctor, with that Max Living clinic, and start out with the initial examination. Find out, hey, do you have underlying health issues? Do you have what's called subluxation? Do you have problems that are going to lead to bigger problems if they're not addressed today? Or hey, have you been managing your healthcare from maybe an outside-in approach instead of an inside-out approach? Are you ready for a different approach in healthcare? Mm-hmm. Share the episode with them. And then reserve a spot in a Max Living clinic for Friends and Family Week. And they can give you the information. Everyone's just a little different. But they can give you the information on what that looks like in their clinic.